Box 7, Intergenerational Impact of Child Marriage in the Outskirts of Dhaka, Bangladesh. Seta, who is living in a village outside Dhaka, Bangladesh, was married at 14 years. Her husband, 4 years older than her, is a farmer. They live with his extended family. She did not know him before they got married. Leaving school in the 8th grade meant her dreams of becoming a teacher were shattered, but she did not want to disobey her parents. She was afraid and nervous, and she did not know what to expect and what was expected of her, especially by her in-laws. She heard her husband-to-be was a good man who had a job. Yet, all she could think of was losing her freedom. Her grandmother, who had also been married young, tried to help her get used to the idea of being married and what was expected of her. She said she would be responsible for the household, have to take care of her husband and his family. She also told her a little bit about the wedding night. Everyone around her was preparing for the wedding part, a big celebration. All Seta could do was cry. She met her husband for the first time when they were brought together into the house for the official wedding ceremony and was alone with him for the first time on their wedding night. She washed his feet, they sat on the bed and said a prayer together. They had sex the next night. She woke the next morning feeling terrible, crying at her life and mourning her lost freedom. She had no idea about pregnancy. Her sister told her what it was when she told her she had missed her period. She felt sick all the time. She went to the hospital with money given by her grandmother. Her pregnancy was difficult and she had to spend money for medical treatment. In the last month, her baby stopped moving, and her husband rushed her to the nearest hospital. He did not want to lose them both. I have become accustomed to my new life. I have my duties as a wife and mother. But I worry a lot. I worry about money, my husband, my child, and my chores. But most of all I worry that my daughter will also one day be married off early. As a mother, I hope that I can influence my daughter's life, so she should not have to experience what I had to go through. Source, adapted from Plan International. http://www.planuk.org/because-I-am-a-girl/ring/why-it-matters/I-was-a-child-bride-sabia. Page 30. Quote, child marriage does not allow girls to be girls and robs them of their childhood, health, potential, and opportunities as citizens. In already difficult circumstances brought on by poverty and limited accessibility, breaking out of this vicious cycle is often not an option, and the impacts are often far-ranging and intergenerational. End of quote. The same study found that women ages 20 to 24 whose male partners are more than 5 years older were more likely to have been married before 18 years. In India, 60.7% and 66.4% of husbands were 5 to 9 years and 10 to 14 years older respectively, in comparison to the 52.5% who were 0 to 4 years older. The study also points to the existence of polygynous unions where a man has more than one wife. However, further study is needed on effects, implications, and impacts on younger wives. Note reference, 118. Child marriage does not allow girls to be girls and robs them of their childhood, health, potential, and opportunities as citizens. In already difficult circumstances brought on by poverty and limited accessibility, breaking out of this vicious cycle is often not an option, and the impacts are often far-ranging and intergenerational. These girls are isolated from their support systems and have no say in their lives and decisions regarding it. CFM is used as a strategy by the family to protect girls from sexual exposure and to avoid the economic burden of care. When the marriage ends in divorce or abandonment, women are forced to live in poverty and are solely responsible for taking care of children. Note reference, 119. The notions of consent and coercion, which reinforce each other, are important aspects of CFM. Often in these situations, there is no formal or informal consent that is given by the girl who is being married, as parents, both mother and father and male members of the family, feel they have control over decisions regarding her life and well-being, including when and who she gets married to. Consent also applies to becoming sexually active after marriage. However, regardless of consent being provided or not, in the case of underage children, sexual activity is always non-consensual and amounts to statutory rape. Consent is influenced by ingrained inequalities and disempowerment of girls within a range of spheres. Coercion is the use of force and threats so that an individual will do something that he/she may not necessarily want to do of his/her own free will. Coercion and lack of consent often go hand in hand. In the case of child marriage, coercion is used by the family and the husband-to-be and is the misuse of power and authority. Quote, "The notions of consent and coercion, which reinforce each other, are important aspects of CDFM. In the case of child marriage, coercion is used by the family and the husband-to-be and is the misuse of power and authority." End of quote. Page 31.